From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this hour in Iraq with the latest on the trial of Saddam Hussein and today's violence in Baghdad. First, the violence. It was the largest attack in Baghdad in months. Two suicide bombers struck at the city's main police academy, killing dozens of people and wounding more than 70. The U.S. military says the first bomber blew himself up near a group of students. The survivors of that blast rushed to a nearby bunker where the second bomber was waiting. In a web posting, Al-Qaeda in Iraq claimed responsibility, though that has not been verified. Iraqi police say the attackers may have been policemen or students at the academy. Early reports that the bombers were women have been retracted. At Saddam Hussein's trial today, there was more testimony about the killing of 148 people from the town of Dujail. A five-judge panel is hearing evidence against Hussein and seven others. NPR's Tom Bullock reports from Baghdad.
The voice was as disturbing as the stories it told. Sitting behind a blue curtain, her face concealed, name withheld, and voice mechanically distorted to protect her identity, Witness A told the court how she was rounded up and tortured by members of Saddam's security service.
He told me, "What is the story with you?" I said, "I have nothing." He said, "Prepare the operation room. Take off your clothes." He hit me with the pistol and he lifted my legs upward and he hit me with the cables and asked me to talk.
The woman stopped short of saying she was raped, something she says that happened to other detained women.
God is great, oh my God.
Witness A's testimony was powerful at times, but when pressed, she said she had no direct proof any of the men sitting in the dock were involved. But she told the judge she still holds Saddam Hussein responsible for the crime.
He is the president of the country. When the people are tortured and imprisoned, who ordered that?
As for the other seven defendants, Witness A said God will deal with them. All those testifying in this trial can have their identities concealed if they fear reprisals from Saddam loyalists still in Iraq. Witness A was the first to do so. After her testimony was completed, the defense was allowed to ask questions, and it was here the trial took an interesting turn. Witness A had said she had been kept at Abu Ghraib prison and described the conditions there as deplorable. One defense lawyer agreed the conditions she described at the prison were bad. But then two simple questions clearly alluding to the scandal that's made Abu Ghraib notorious in America. The lawyer first asked, "Were there dogs there?" She answered no. Then, "Did they take pictures of you?" Again, no. Four more witnesses testified today, all with their identities concealed, and all told stories of imprisonment and torture at the hands of Saddam's security forces. The defendants erupted with accusations of their own from time to time, and the defense team kept to its strategy of implying, if not directly saying, that Iraq was better under Saddam than it is now. Saddam gladly took part.
The Americans came under two pretexts, and both were a failure. To stay in Iraq for the time they want, they directed theatrical play, which is, they call it, the trial.
And when Saddam was permitted to directly address one witness, the deposed dictator said he had his own story of torture to tell.
Have you asked me, defendants, have you been tortured? Even the president, have you been hit? We are in a small cage. We are not allowed to go out and take a stroll. That is the democracy of America. That came to Iraq, that committed the biggest crime here.
At the end of the day, Saddam vowed, "I will not return. I will not come to an unjust court." Then the deposed dictator told the presiding judge, "Go to hell." Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.